Hey, son, breakfast.
Just a minute, Pop.
That'll be too long. I'm cooking my science fiction special.
What's a science fiction special?
Incredible shrinking sausage.
Hey, Pop, there it is.
Take a look at that.
That means we're now official members of the Watts Business Association. How about that, huh?
How about that? It should be a little lower. That's low enough.
What'd you do that for?
We already belong to the association, United Junk Men of America.
There's no such thing. You just made that up.
No, I ain't. I get letters every month.
What letters?
It's give to the UJA. I send them a check every year.
Pop, the UJA stands for the United Jewish Appeal.
That's why all the receipts were signed by Sammy Davis Jr.
Listen, the sticker stays up, man. And besides, I've already agreed to help the association choose Miss Watts' business wife. I'm one of the judges.
Miss Watts what?
Business wife. It's a promotional thing for the association, and all the local businessmen's wives are eligible.
Sort of like a Miss America contest.
Yeah? See, the contestants are picked for talent and poise and beauty, and the winner gets $1,000.
$1,000?
That's right.
Well, I'll be back in a minute.
Where are you going?
I'm going up here and shave my leg and look for some pantyhose.
Get over here.
No, I mean it, son. We can fool them. I'll get two of them shots in my silicone. I'll get that.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Woody. Goodbye, Woody.
Hey, come on in, Uncle Woody. You too, honestly.
Not until that heathen apologizes for slamming the door in my face.
She's right, Pop. Apologize.
I apologize, Esther, for slamming the door in your face.
Well, that's better.
Fred, now, I wish you wouldn't do that.
What did I do?
Fred was just having a little fun, dear. Come on in. Did he hit your nose?
Try and be a little nice to Aunt Esther. I mean, after all, she is Mom's sister, you know?
Oh, gang. Esther, on behalf of Elizabeth, please sit down and feel to home.
Thank you.
And Esther, on behalf of Elizabeth, would you care for something to eat?
Oh, I wouldn't mind a little snack.
Well, son, go in the kitchen and fix your Aunt Esther a fish head sandwich.
You can insult me all you want to now, Fred Sanford, because when I'm chosen Mrs. Watts' business wife, your insulting days are going to be over.
I didn't know that you entered in that contest.
I didn't only enter into it, I'm going to win it. Right, Woodrow?
Yeah, right.
Wrong. That's the first place you can enter that contest because you're not eligible. See, one of the things you have to be is a part of a certain race.
What race?
Human. Esther, do like I tell you. Forget about that. Bow out. Keep yourself from being embarrassed.
Why should I be embarrassed? I got everything it takes to win that contest. When I was born, my body was blessed by Mother Nature, honey.
And as you got older, it was cursed by Father Time.
That did it. Come on, Woodrow, let's go. Come on.
No, you run along, Esther. There's something I want to discuss with Lamont.
Well, I'll go and do some shopping.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, you call me dear.
Why should I call you dear? You look like Bambi's father.
You old weasel-eyed heathen.
Hey, Woody, how in the world you let Esther talk you into that contest? Was it $1,000?
Yeah, see, she wanted to give her half of it to the church. You know, but besides that, it's for my business. You know, publicity.
Publicity?
Yeah, see, now if Esther wins, they'll take pictures of her in front of my hardware store. And she'll be in all the papers. See, now that's why I gotta talk to Lamont.
Where's Aunt Esther?
She had to leave. Say, listen, Lamont, there's something I wanna ask you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Woody. Liquor's over there on the cabinet.
No, Lamont, it's not about whiskey. You see, you're a judge in this contest. You see, now if you could vote for your Aunt Esther.
Hey, wait a minute. Aunt Esther's a contestant? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Seeing that she's your favorite aunt and all that.
Wait a minute. I can't stick around and talk to you. I got to go to the association.
For what?
Well, now that I know Aunt Esther's one of the contestants, I don't think it's fair for me to be a judge. So I'm going to go over there and tell the committee and leave it up to them. Uh-huh. I'll see you later.
That's it. He was my only hope.
Listen, all you got to do is enlist Esther in the Navy, and that way you can have her face buried at sea.
No, come on, friend. I'm not kidding. I need help.
The liquor's over there.
Now you know that I quit drinking, Fred.
You did?
You see, I need help.
Well, you came to the wrong place. My name is Fred Sanford, not Henry Higgins.
Henry who?
Henry Higgins. You know that movie was on TV the other night, My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Henry Higgins, he's the guy that took that girl out the alley and changed her from a sow's ear to a silk purse.
You think he could do that to Esther?
Now, sow's ear is one thing, and a sow's face is something else.
Well, you know, I sure wish I could find me somebody like him. You know, I'd give anything for that, to get that publicity. Well,
you can forget about it, because ain't nothing. Did you say you give anything?
Well, almost anything.
Well, that's close enough. You're going to get your publicity, and it's only going to cost you $500.
$500?
Yeah, you're part of the prize money. You give it to me.
Now you're not thinking
of... Listen, if Henry Higgins can do it, so can Reddy Freddy. Now I'll mold her. I'll change her from a creeping caterpillar into a blossoming butterfly.
Yeah, now that all sounds very exciting, Fred, but do you really think you can do it?
For $500, I can turn Yul Gibbons into a meatloaf freak. The Joanna Rhodes Beauty Book. Your stairway to a beautiful you. A stairway? That's gonna need an elevator.
Hey, Pop, I see Aunt Esther didn't get here yet, huh?
Yeah, I'm expecting any minute, son.
Look, now, when Aunt Esther gets here, Pop, just try and play it a little cool, you know? Because Uncle Woody talked her into letting you help her, and I think you should give her encouragement, you know, build up her confidence.
Listen, son, and what you should do is be giving me a little confidence, too. No, because after all, you're Aunt Esther...
Save it, Pop. In the first place, I don't even know if I'm going to be a judge, because the committee's still deciding on that. And in the second place, I'm not going to show any special consideration for Aunt Esther. That would be nepotism.
It would not. Esther, your aunt, ain't she?
Yeah.
Then it would make it nephewtism.
Pop, if I did what you're asking me to do, I wouldn't be able to look myself in the face.
You wouldn't be missing nothing.
Look, it's not as if Aunt Esther's going to be competing with high fashion models or cover girls or anything. I mean, she's going to be competing with her own peers.
Her peers?
Yes.
You mean Godzilla's in the contest?
I'll get it. I just remember what I told you, okay? Oh, hi, Esther. Come on in.
Hi, Lamont.
Yeah, look, I got to go down to the association. You two have fun.
Ha! Fun. Fun with you? I wouldn't have came over here, Woodrow just begged me.
Listen, Esther, now come on and let's get started. That's the main thing. Now look, this is what Joanna Rose said. By applying my beauty secrets, even the plainest woman can be turned into an Aphrodite.
You ain't turning me into nothing, Fred Sanford. I was born a Baptist, and I will remain a Baptist. Marcus.
Esther, we only got 5 more days. A lot of stuff we got to do here. Look at all this here. Wardrobe, poise. Look at that walking, sitting, makeup, posture.
What's wrong with my posture?
It's full of prune pits. See? Right here. Perfect posture cannot be achieved without perfect posture alignment. See? You know what happens when you don't have perfect alignment?
What?
Your ties go bald and your rear end shakes. Watch me, see? This is what it says. A graceful walk should have as little unnecessary motion as possible.
Oh.
See, chin in and level, like this. And then tummy pull in and up. Hips tuck under. Now, observe. That's perfect. So much for poise. Let's move on to makeup.
Makeup?
Yeah, makeup. Now look, I got 2 colors here. Pick out the one you like. Which one you like?
Fair Sample.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Fair Sample. Oh, no, this is the devil's paint. I ain't wearing this. This is the devil's paint.
Now, Esther, you got a choice. Either you put this paint on, or I put a headlight in your nose and drive you through Earl Shy. Say, Esther, will you come on down? We'll be late.
I'm just zipping my dress up.
Well, zip it up and come on down. And when you come down, act like you're serious. Put everything you got into it. That's it. Smooth and easy. Tuck it in now. Bring your head back. Don't try to get your head here before the rest of your body get here. That's it. That's good. Now just relax. You can jut now if you want to.
Hey, what are you guys still doing here, man? You're gonna be late for the contest.
Oh, no. Esther, I hope you remember everything I told you.
Don't worry, I will.
And son, I hope you remember what I told you. See, Aunt Esther never won a beauty contest in her whole life.
Are you gonna start that again?
Okay.
Now, the committee thought enough to let me be a judge. I think it's only right that I do the right thing.
Okay. No nepotism.
Right. Good luck, Aunt Esther. I know you've been put a lot of, work into all of this, so.
Thank you, baby.
Good luck. I'm going over there.
See you, son. Now, Esther, here's the coup de grace. Come on over here. Sit down over here in my chair, darling. This is...
Oh, me?
Yeah, the man at the store said that you'd look like $1 million. Let me see. Let me see now. The man was right.
And here they are, ladies and gentlemen, in swimsuit competition. Let's hear it out there for our 7 semifinalists.
She got into the semifinals.
Yeah, but what's taking the judges so long? They should have picked the 3 finalists by now.
Yeah, maybe the judge needs some help. I'll go over and talk to
him. Yeah, do that.
Bobby, just a moment. And please, give your attention to your judgeship. Now, you see the beautiful lady there in the polka dot. Well, I think she should be the winner.
Pop.
Pop. This dummy's not my son. And that beautiful lady in the polka dot, that swimsuit is not his aunt.
Would you get away from here?
Is that any way to talk to a stranger, dummy?
Sit down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the judge's decision on the three finalists, and here they are. Mrs.
Esther Anderson!
Mrs. Lucille Brown! Mrs.
Esther Anderson!
Mrs. Mabel Johnson! Not least, ladies and gentlemen, our third semi-finalist is
Esther Anderson.
Esther Anderson. Well, this brings us down to the final category on the judging, ladies and gentlemen, the talent competition. You other ladies, if you would please go get ready. Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, Fred, come on.
I've just been informed by Mrs. Anderson that she will be assisted in the talent competition by her singing partner, Mr. Ted Sanford.
As Fred Sanford.
Fred Sanford.
G.
Fred Sanford G.
You big dummy.
Thank you, Mrs. Lucille Brown. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our second finalist, we bring you Miss Esther Anderson and Ted.
To us.
No, to you.
To us.
To you.
You know, imagine us being here together again after all of these years. Seems like only yesterday.
Oh, I remember. Where was it?
Down by the old mill stream.
It wasn't a stream, it was a lagoon. Goon.
Where I first met you.
That wasn't me, that was my sister Elizabeth.
And your eyes, so blue.
They wasn't blue, they were brown.
How'd you like two black ones? Dressed in gingham, too.
That was polyester, sucker.
Yeah, polyester, that's you. Half woman and half parrot.
It was there.
You don't know nothing.
That I love you true.
I gotta throw up.
I was 16.
That was your shoe size.
Your village queen.
Queen Kong.
Down by the old
number three, Mrs. Mabel Johnson. Who will be Mrs. What? Fox businesswoman of 1975? Will it be Mrs. Lucille Brown?
No way!
Or will it be Mrs. Mabel Johnson?
Oh, you know better than that.
Or will it be Mrs. Esther Anderson?
Yeah, we accept. We accept.
Judges, may I have the final decision, please? And who will be the winner is of the 1975 Mrs. Watts Business Wife?
You did it again. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. You made a fool out of yourself, Pop.
Well, Esther deserved to win. She had more poise than all them other women put together.
Well, I'll admit on Esther's chances of winning look good. And she probably would have won if I had voted for her.
If you mean you had an opportunity to vote for her and didn't?
I couldn't, Pop. I just couldn't, man. I asked myself, am I voting for Aunt Esther because she deserves to win? Or am I voting for her because she's my aunt? So I had to disqualify myself. I'm sorry, Pop.
That's okay, son. You did the honorable thing.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
You had $500 I was gonna get from Woody? I don't need that. With the cost of living going down.
What are you talking about going down? Cost of living is going up.
Not around here. Because my expenses are gonna be cut in half as soon as I kill you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, this is not me. What do you want to do? Hey, Lamont, come out here a minute. I want your opinion on something.
What is it, Pop?
Well, I'm reading this article here about beauty contests. And you know, people who run them things make a fortune. I mean, they sell TV rights and they endorse cosmetics and all that kind of stuff.
I know all about that, Pop. What'd you need my opinion for?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could get us some, you know, some of that money. You know what I mean? We could have our own beauty contest. Miss Junk Pageant.
I think there's already enough beauty contests around now, Pop.
No, son, see, this one would be different. Different than all the rest of them. You see, I'd be the only judge, and it wouldn't be but one category. Gratitude.
Gratitude?
Instead of thanking the judges after they win, the girls would thank me before they win. And the girl that's the most thankful would win, and I would too.